The Terry Nooner Coaches Podcast.
Welcome, welcome to the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Strothman. Wichita State women's basketball officially underway in 2026. A couple of games that have taken place last week. Wichita State went on the road to open up conference play to wrap up 2025, ended up dropping a 64-58 decision. And then on Saturday, another comeback in the fourth quarter. Shockers falling a little bit short to Tulane, 70-60. Two games this week, both of them inside the Roundhouse, starting with tonight. Temple coming to town out of Philly, 6 o'clock with a tip-off. You can hear it on GoShockers.com, but I encourage everyone to come on out and support the team. And then coming up on Saturday, a game against East Carolina with a 2 o'clock tip-off. And to talk about all those things, we welcome in head coach Terry Nooner. And coach, let's go back to how 2025 wrapped up. You went on the road to Tulsa, Oklahoma, conference opener on the road. In the third quarter, you fall behind by as many as 18, but a very familiar theme. Your team able to show that fight, get back in it. They get it down to a one-possession game. You're down there by 3 points, and could be anyone's game there at that point, but Tulsa able to make a couple more plays down the stretch, hanging on for the W on the road to open up conference play, 64-58. I know it's been a familiar theme, this team getting behind and then coming back and falling a little bit short, but you got to love the fact that there's still a lot of fight with this group, despite the fact that not everything has gone your way. Your thoughts on what transpired in that game against Tulsa?
I mean, I thought it was a good game. I mean, they were high octane offense. They're a real good team, and I mean, they were fresh off of a big win. They had beat Florida on the road right before Christmas, and so we knew it was gonna be, you know, a tough battle for us. But I felt like, you know, game plan wise, we were ready to go. I think once we, you know, really got locked in and we did a good job of slowing them down and not letting them score as much as they normally score and kind of mix things up with them with our matchup zone. And we took Cartwright out of the game, which is something we try to do. We try not to let people's leading scores kill us. And so in those areas, I thought we did good. We just had a couple plays. It was a couple transition opportunities that we had, turnovers that could have been layups that I thought would have, you know, really changed the whole course of the game.
And then on top of that, too, if you get a couple blocking fouls, turn the Chargers in the fourth quarter. I still can't get over that aspect because it felt like Tulsa had about five of them in the game.
Yeah.
And you attempted about five of them but couldn't quite get them to go your way. And that's just the way that the ball bounces sometimes.
Yeah, I think – we went back and looked. I mean, we had – it was 9 or 10 different opportunities where you know, including the ones that we tried that we felt like we just turned down opportunities to draw a charge, and so that's been a big part of it. If we can get that part down and taking charges, I think that's going to even take our defense to another level. It's kind of hard. You want to practice it, but it seems like anytime you practice it, somebody gets hurt or somebody get a concussion or, you know, somebody's – like it's a bunch of different stuff, so it's kind of like a fine line that with really trying to physically practice it. And, you know, you get the practice guys, you know, you tell them to drive hard, but then they don't want to hurt nobody. And so just trying to keep showing them so we can be more conscious of the opportunities we have and really trying to sell out for the team.
I don't know if I've ever seen a performance like I saw in that game by Jayla, who went 0-for-4 from the field in the first half, and then the second half dropped in 22 points. And in the third quarter alone, he had 21 points. I think she had 14 of the 21 in the third quarter alone. Yeah. Knocked down 6 threes in total in the second half. Ends up with 22 points. The one thing that of course we talked about before, but getting in transition, that's when you're going to find your best opportunity to get a three ball. But I still can't get over the end of the third quarter. She decides to pump fake and drive and kiss it off the window. And I thought, okay, well, if that's part of the game, then you better look out. And I think we've started to see that a little bit more from Jayla as of late, that the midi game, as they call it. So, but how about her performance in the second half?
I mean, she actually, I mean, her, of course, her biggest strength is her outside shooting, but she actually is a complete player, like, especially if you come watch her in practice or throughout the summer. And so, I mean, she can score at the rim. She can, you know, make middies. She can shoot pull-ups. She can shoot off screen. She can shoot spot up. So she's not just like the typical we have to create for and you got to drive and kick it to her every single time. We can draw plays and run out staggers and down screens and baseline screens. And she does a good job of getting her shot off and getting it off quick. But transition is the biggest area just because in the half court, people start face guarding her and a bunch of that kind of stuff. So transition has been otherwise, or we can try to find her without the defense being set.
Yeah, and someone was asking me, well, it helps when you have a Robin to their Batman. And I just said, well, you didn't really see a Robin pop up in the game in the second half. It was just more so, again, defense creating opportunities for Jayla. You forced a whopping 28 turnovers in the game, 20 coming in the second half, the most in a conference game since 2018-19 when you played SMU.
Okay.
SMU gave up, I think it was 29 turnovers in that game, so you forced 28, which is a whole heck of a lot. So, I mean, defensively, what really got you going the second half on the defensive side? I know that matchup zone was definitely problematic, but what really allowed you to be so successful in forcing turnovers here for Tulsa?
I mean, I just think we mix things up. We mix between man and zone. I think sometimes with our matchup, there's different stuff that we can do with it where we can match up. We can play it as a straight zone. We can play it as a matchup. I think in that game we were – just to kind of throw them off guard, I think we would start in the zone, and then maybe the third or fourth pass of the possession, we would match up in the man. And I think so it just kind of got them confused, got them up against the clock where, you know, they would start out the play running their zone offense, and then, you know, next you know we're matched, everybody's matched up, so then that's not really working as much. And so that was just good for us in that game.
Well, I told Coach Pat, I was like, hey, I love matchup zone. He goes, you would. You're 6'7". I just hung out there in the middle. I'm like, you're right. I love the matchup zone. Let the guards do the dirty work, and you can just sit there in the middle and just morph to what you need to do.
Yep.
Fortunately, a loss, 64-58. We'll talk about the latest game, though, when we return. More of the Terry Nooner Podcast when we come back.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
He's doing good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Terry Nooner Podcast, I'm Pat Stroppman. Wichita State kicked off 2026 with a home matchup with the Tulane Green Wave, a team that Wichita State saw three different times last season, losing in the regular season by a combined 8 points and then 6 points in the postseason game, a combined 14 points in those three games. Tulane this year with some talented players back. They lost a close one in their conference opener, but they were able to recover to get the win 70-60. But once again, you had a second-half charge. You were able to take a 16-point margin and get it down to as little as 3 points with an opportunity. But then Tulane was able to score the final 7 points of the game to get the win 70-60. Another heartbreaker, to say the least, Coach. But what stood out to you in the most recent game against the Green Wave?
I mean, like you said, we said everything. I think that's an identity of our team. We show a lot of toughness and fight, and it says something about the character of the players, and that when they get down, instead of laying all the way down, they find some fight and some grit to be able to come back. But you just can't continue to spot teams that much of a lead, because then you have to play perfectly to try to win the game. So it's good on one end and that we show fight, but you know, if you could play with that same kind of fight from the start, like the game looks a lot different. So that's something that we've been really trying to preach to our players.
Yeah, just trying to start off a little bit faster. But you were only down by 7 at the half. You get a 3 from Jayla there at the very end of the second quarter, and that ended up being a nice little springboard moment for her, because once again in the second half, she ends up pouring in a good amount of points, ended up with 15 points, I think, in the second half at 18 overall for the basketball game. But what really got you going in the third was the play of Diamond, and just having her back, unable to play in the game against Tulsa. She was there shooting and warming up, but wasn't officially cleared. Got cleared for the game against Tulane, and boy, didn't you miss that aggressiveness from Diamond, who ended up with 15 points in the game.
Yeah, I mean, she's just every coach will talk about it. It's just certain times in games you need to be able to just have a player that can make a play that you can't draw up. They can just go get it. And with her, just her ability to attack the basket and finish in traffic, and then be able to create, you know, free throw shooting opportunities and get people in foul trouble. And she's just like, she's never go back down from anybody. She's not scared. And then also just her from the defensive end, and what she means to us on the ball, and what she does as far as applying pressure and helping to create turnovers. And so it was a huge gift for us to be able to get her back playing this last game.
Yeah, no doubt. 15 points, 1 point shy of a career number for her. In that second half, what really got you going, again, defense turning in the offense, that points off turnovers margin was pretty wide, and then it shrunk there at the very, very end. So you were able to capitalize in the fourth quarter. But in terms of hanging on to the ball with that Tulane defense, what made it such a challenge to try to hang on to that rock against the Green Wave?
I mean, I just think, honestly, we lost our focus, especially that stretch after when we went into the media in the first. I think it was a two-point game or something like that. Mm-hmm. And we had 3 turnovers, which our goal for the game, we was trying to keep it under like 14. And so we were right on pace for where we needed to be. And I think we ended the first quarter with 9 turnovers. So we had 6 turnovers in the last, 4 minutes of the quarter. And they go on a little run and end the quarter up 9, where, we were getting shots. We shot a better percentage with them. And even if we get those 6 shots, that's 2 of the shots that we're probably making. You're just talking about a different quarter. And then a lot of them was them, being able to lead to runouts, because they weren't able to score as much against us in the half court. And so for us, it's making an easy play and passing to the wide open man. A couple was unfortunate, like, Abby, just mishandled with the bad thumb trying to catch. And then one time she just fell down just out of nowhere. But, some of the other ones were just unforced, like they weren't pressuring us. We handled their pressure and their press pretty good. It's just a matter of making sure we don't lose our focus.
Yeah. Well, something else in the second half too. First half, I thought you did a pretty darn good job of limiting a team that's awfully good getting offensive rebounds. So they only had 5 offensive boards in the first half. They had 11 in the second half. Now, you look at second chance opportunities and points, it's not that wide of a margin, but I felt like some of those offensive rebounds came in the form of just some weird shots and just some weird bounces. But also on top of that, it's not like they resulted in points. More so, time was wasted after those offensive rebounds.
Yeah, it's time, and then it's and for us, like, if we're shooting a higher percentage, we want to get more shots since we're shooting a better percentage. And so those are just more opportunities that they're getting and taking away some of the times for us. And we're talking about a – single-digit game, especially going down the stretch. And even in the moments, our last two or three shots, we got Jayla wide open and a bunch of our advanced plays and stuff that we run where we need threes. And so normally she knocks those down. She didn't, but if you're going to shoot a higher percentage, you want to make sure you get more shots than the other team.
Treasure Thompson in the game ends up with 7 points, 5 steals, and a block. But for the first time this year, you get a player with double-digit rebounds. Pulled down 10 rebounds in that game. We talked about Treasure being a stat stuffer last week. She was very much able to do that. Maybe not the most efficient around the rim like she would want it to be. Yeah. But in terms of impacting other areas, it was pretty obvious. And she might be the best transition passer that you have, Coach, in some ways, because she had one on Saturday that I'm like, how on earth did she throw that down there? But she's awfully good with the outlets. So how about the play from Treasure Thompson last week to open up conference play?
Oh, she was huge. I mean, like I've said it to her a bunch of times, and what we brought her here for is not, I mean, she's not going to obviously be like a 20-point a game scorer. Like, what she brings to the table is she impacts the game in so many areas. She gets blocks and steals and rebounds and points, and she can guard 1 through 5 and long arms, and she can pass and assist. And so for her, she has been making a concerted effort to make better decisions with the basketball. I think a few games ago, it was a game she had 8 turnovers. And so, you know, we can't have that from her. And so she's got her turnovers down. She's making the right play. And some of us, you know, play design, like, you know, she's a left-handed player. So some of the players, you know, we have to change the way we enter or the way we get her the ball and the way we need her to make passes, just because, you know, you're used to right-handed players. And some of the passes, if, you know, a left-handed player with them being there to pass across their body or drive an opportunity, you want to get it where she can drive to her left instead of her right and stuff like that, that you just have to consider just knowing her as a player. But I thought it was probably her best game she's played since she's been here, and she was able to show, you know, our fans and her teammates what we brought her here for.
Two games here for this week, both inside the Roundhouse. We'll talk about those contests as we return here on the Terry Nooner Podcast.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Cart has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Cart has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Cart.
Back here on the Terry Nooner Podcast, halfway through today's show, Wichita State with a pair of games in Wichita this week, facing Temple tonight inside the Roundhouse, and then coming up on Saturday, hosting East Carolina, ECU, 2-0 in conference play. Temple opened up conference play with a loss the other day. Their conference opener was on Saturday. We'll talk about those two opponents coming up in just a little bit. But, Coach, as we take a look back at last week starting conference play, just wanted to get your thoughts on Abby Cater dealing with the thumb injury. We've talked about it before, but I figured I would ask you once again. Seems like she's getting more comfortable with what she's able to do. I'm sure it's strange, even though if it is the offhand, I'm sure it seems a little weird at this point. So how about Abby Cater, and how has she adjusted here to the taping of that left thumb that she has to deal with now going forward?
Yeah, I think she's, you know, it's a day-by-day process. I mean, the amount of stuff that they put on it, I mean, it's almost like a little small cast if you get a chance to touch it. But, you know, she's just battling and fighting through being a senior. She, you know, wants to go out on her own terms. And so it limits her a little bit with being able to handle the ball with her left hand. It was that first game we played her against Tulsa, and I subbed her in on the sideline for us to run a play. And where we took it out at, where we were going to be getting her the ball, she was got to drive it to her left, and she was like, you know, I can't dribble. And it was, you know, just something you're not even in the heat of the moment, you're thinking, you know, just want to get her the ball, get her downhill. So we had to adjust the play on the fly. But it's definitely not limited her defense, and her, I think it was last game was one of her better rebounding games. She had 6 or 7 rebounds. She's just trying to get her shot adjusted, and then just you know, just being able to handle it with that hand, just getting more confidence with it.
Yeah, no doubt. You look at the 12 losses. I did the math. 8 of the 12 losses, you either had the lead or it was a one possession game with 5 minutes to go. And I know that's been a challenge, just trying to find a way to finish. And it's still early in conference play, and there's still opportunities to change things. But it's probably just the main thing is it's just you can't spot a team double digits and try to rally back. That's probably the moral of the story with all this.
Yeah, I mean, and even just taking advantage of your opportunities, something that we've been working even a lot more on concerted effort. Of course, we always want to finish better. Just like we had a bunch of opportunities against Tulane in advantage situations, 2-on-1, 3-on-1s, and didn't convert a couple of times. We made turnovers just for lack of aggression with the basketball. And so we did a bunch of that stuff these last few days, just being able to try to make sure we're looking to convert when we get steals or we get 2-on-1 and these advantage opportunities, like we want to be able to get layups. And so hopefully just even for us, every little bit counts. And so, you know, with a low margin of error, we got to take advantage of all the chances that we had to get easy points.
And how's the squad doing as of right now? You start conference play 0-2, 3-12 season. But we see the fight from the squad. So you know that the quit, it's not there with this team, which is great. How has the team adjusted throughout this challenging season where you guys have been so close in so many games?
I mean, I think they understand, like, they haven't taken their foot off the gas. Like, we understand what kind of group we have. We understand the overall talent that we have in our locker room, and we showed the glimpses of how good we can truly be. And so just trying to manage it and get over the hump in these close games, and in addition to dealing with, you know, the past, you know, probably week or so, we've had a couple concussions. Of course, we had Abby's injury with the dislocated thumb, and you know, we've seen what happened with Diamond in the game before Christmas, and so just trying to manage all that stuff and still try to win games has been like a tough thing for us. But you know, I think our team, they're still confident, they feel good about where we are as a group, and we're gonna get ourselves in a winning column hopefully tonight, and I think that'll do a lot for our confidence.
Well, I mean, you have that carrot, the dangle, and I think you probably understand this too. And just listen to Coach Mills the other day about how he views the season with November, December, January, February kind of branding each month.
Yeah.
And here in January, you're not going to necessarily win a conference championship in the month of January, but you can help yourself out.
Yeah.
But I think you know better than anyone else that the goal is to play your very best basketball by the time you get to late February going into March, and that's still very much the goal for this team.
Yeah. And we feel like, I mean, Tulsa, I think, is they're going to be one of the top two or three teams in the league. I mean, like you said earlier, they went down to Florida and SEC team and beat them pretty easy.
They had two losses going into that game, by the way.
And so it's like, I mean, you understand, like, I mean, that's a real good team. Tulane is always a good team. And so, but we're right there with these teams. It's not a situation where we look at the game and we say it was a total mismatch, or we had no answers, or we don't have the talent. I think that would almost be a lot easier to cope with than the fact that we know that we're right there. And so as a coach, you know, I got to do a better job of just figuring out how to help us get over the hump during those moments.
Well, two games this week, and we'll talk about both of those contests when we return to wrap things up here with the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics. As your local full-service financial institution, they're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at DOSKS.com.
Final segment for the latest edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast. I'm Pat Stropman, Wichita State, with a pair of home games this week, Temple tonight, and then coming up on Saturday facing East Carolina, and then next week going to Florida for a couple of games. So we got to get used to being road warriors here in just a little bit. But, Coach, tonight you take on Temple. The Owls last season were awfully impressive, and in the game in Philly, you guys led at the half, and then they had a 31-point third quarter. The Gary girl hit seven threes in the game. Just an absurd performance out there in Philly. And going into this year, last year Temple preseason picked eighth, preseason picked fourth going into this year, and for good reason, with Turner coming back for another year. She's obviously a really, really talented kid. But you look at Temple, they're a game under 500. They didn't shoot the ball particularly well the other day in their conference opener, which, you know, could be scary, I suppose, going into tonight's game against the Owls. But when you look at Temple on film, what are some of the things that jump out about this Owls team?
They're always going to be physical. They always got great guard play. They do a great job of their identity is more their physical play and their defense, and then they have great guards who do a great job of just being able to attack you one-on-one, being able to score in one-on-one situations. And so block shots, they rebound. And so for us, it's going to be important that we limit our turnovers. And that column, when you talk about points on turnovers, it's going to be big. I mean, they're offensively, they don't do a lot of complicated things. They just rely on their players to execute the stuff that they want them to execute. But they get a lot from their defense, which is why, you know, last year I think we were up at the half, and we had a bunch of turnovers in the third quarter coming out, just not being able to handle the press and handle their zone. And so we're going to have to do a better job of that. And if we can take care of the basketball and get open in our spots and keep the game within reach, I think we can win it at the end.
Well, then after tonight, you host East Carolina on Saturday. Don't want to look too far ahead, but East Carolina this year, maybe a surprise 2-0 team to open up American Conference play. And that's something you got to realize, too, that this is an opportunity to be a spoiler team coming up on Saturday for sure. But East Carolina being 2-0, I don't know a lot of people would have that on their bingo card, but the Pirates have had a good season so far this year.
Yeah, I mean, Kim she's always done a great job of with our group. She's always super highly talented and super highly athletic, and they play, you know, they're 1-2-2 full court and in the half court, and they rebound it and they create turnovers and they play hard and they play with an edge. And so, we're going to have our work cut out against us this week.
Yeah, I mean, two really, really tough opponents, and just the stressing of home games and defending your home floor is such a big thing, because there was a point where we were just getting started where we had 7 of 8 games being inside the roundhouse, which is a comfortable thing. But, of course, you want to handle every game on the floor, but you want to especially handle games in conference on your home floor. And after misfiring on Saturday, losing to Tulane, what an opportunity here to pick up a couple of home victories that could go a long ways moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's a couple tough teams that I feel like we match up well with. I mean, so we've got to rely on our home crowd and the energy that we get from our crowd, and we've got to put on a show, and because they support us win or lose through thick and thin, and so now it's time for us to do our part.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always, and we will definitely do this once again next week. Of course, we'll figure out when that's going to happen because of the lovely travel to Florida, sir. So that's going to be a little bit different. But, Coach, appreciate the time. Best of luck.
All righty, go Sharks.
All right, that is Terry Nooner here on the Terry Nooner Podcast, Wichita State, with a game tonight against Temple at 6 o'clock. We'll have pregame roughly at 5:40 on GoShockers.com. And then on Saturday, a game against East Carolina, 2 o'clock tip. We'll have pregame roughly at 1:45. Catch it on GoShockers.com as well. Wichita State starting off conference play with a pair of close losses, 64-58, dropping a close game to Tulsa on the road to wrap up 2025, and a loss to Tulane on Saturday, 70-60. But both those games, Wichita State was within three with under five to play, but just unable to overcome some miscues down the stretch. Let's see what they got here for this week with a pair of home games. Come out and support the Wichita State women's basketball program. I'm Pat Stropman saying so long, and thanks for listening to another edition of the Terry Nooner Podcast.